During the lockdown, while some people are experiencing a lot of isolation, other people are finding themselves caught in close quarters with family, partners, people that, of course, they love, but maybe aren't used to spending quite so much time with. And after a considerable amount of time together in close quarters, it's not unusual that tempers begin to fray and we find ourselves being increasingly irritated. There's a very moving passage in Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book, How to Solve Our Human Problems, where he describes how easily anger can infect relationships. He says, anger is particularly destructive in relationships. When we live in close contact with someone, our personalities, priorities, interests, and ways of doing things frequently clash. Since we spend so much time together, and since we know the other person's shortcomings so well, it is very easy for us to become critical and short-tempered with our partner, and to blame him or her for making our life uncomfortable. Unless we make a continuous effort to deal with this anger as it arises, our relationship will suffer. A couple may genuinely love one another, but if they frequently get angry with each other, the times when they are happy together will become fewer and further between. Eventually, there will come a point when, before they have recovered from one row, the next has already begun. Like a flower choked by weeds, love cannot survive in such circumstances. Throughout Buddha's teachings, there are many practical pieces of advice to help maintain harmony in our relationships with others. And of course, these are not absolute. They don't apply to every situation. What is correct in one situation may not be appropriate in another. But generally speaking, a couple of points that I'd like to share that in most cases will be very, very useful come from Geshe Jikawa's 7 points of training the mind, which Venerable Geshe-la gives a commentary to in his book Universal Compassion. Geshe Jikawa advises us, do not speak about degenerated limbs, and do not retaliate to verbal abuse. So do not speak about degenerated limbs means that we should not point out others' faults without a good reason. This commitment shows that we should not point out others' limitations or faults unless our motivation is pure and we are sure that they will benefit from it. Otherwise, we will only upset them, and they will become unhappy and angry. So we check. Is there a good reason for mentioning this mistake or this fault? Similarly, do not retaliate to verbal abuse. If someone speaks harshly or spitefully to us, we should not reply with anger or sarcasm. If we do not retaliate, it is quite possible that the other person's anger will subside and their mind will become calm. Thus, by practicing patience, we will be helping them. By our becoming impatient and answering back, the anger of the other person will increase, and this will cause them more harm. There are certain situations in which it is justifiable to reply to harsh words, but never with anger. As a general rule, we should not answer back unless there is a very good reason. So, of course, there are exceptions to these things. Please don't jettison common sense. But as a general rule, if we want to have harmony in our relationships, then it will help us tremendously to not pick at the faults we see in others, not retaliate to their irritation towards us, but to behave in a way that's conducive to harmony. Returning to How to Solve Our Human Problems, Venerable Geshe-la says, In reality, most of our emotional problems are nothing more than a failure to accept things as they are. In which case, it is patient acceptance rather than attempting to change externals that is the solution. For example, many of our relationship problems arise because we do not accept our partner as he or she is. In these cases, the solution is not to change our partner into what we would like them to be, but to accept them fully as they are. There are many levels of acceptance. Perhaps we already try to tolerate our partner's idiosyncrasies, refrain from criticizing him or her, and go along with their wishes most of the time. But have we, in the depths of our heart, given up judging them? Are we completely free from resentment and blaming? Is there not still a subtle thought that they ought to be different from the way they are? True patience involves letting go of all these thoughts. Once we fully accept other people as they are, without the slightest judgment or reservation, as all the enlightened beings accept us, then there is no basis for problems in our relations with others. Problems do not exist outside our mind, so when we stop seeing other people as problems, they stop being problems. The person who is a problem to a non-accepting mind does not exist in the calm, clear space of patient acceptance. Patient acceptance not only helps us, it also helps those with whom we are patient. Being accepted feels very different from being judged. When someone feels judged, they automatically become tight and defensive. But when they feel accepted, they can relax, and this allows their good qualities to come to the surface. Patience always solves our inner problems, but often it solves problems between people as well.